Listen, Jared Ward, that's a great result and a great day for Glenfinn.
Great day for Glenfinn, as I chair, madam. It was just after drawing with Glen Swilly and then seeing what Fourmasters did to them last week. We just didn't know what to expect today. Fourmasters got relegated to Division 3, but we knew that after last weekend that we had needed a big game today to get over the line, and it's probably the best performance we've had in a long time. It's definitely the best performance we've had in a championship match and a senior championship match in an awful long time.
Yeah. And from the start, I mean, you guys had a job to do today. Wee bit slow out of the blocks, but once you've got going, you kick points at vital times and stretch out the lead in that first half.
And in fairness, we always say that if we nearly know how we're going to perform after the first 10 minutes, if we're going to win or lose a game, we know it right away. As you said, we missed a few goal chances in the first half and probably missed a few in the second half as well. But we, as you said, we tapped over a few points, got a 4 or 5 point lead, and thankfully we kept that and kept adding to the scoreboard after that. We made them come out. We sort of were patient, very patient with the ball in the second half, made them come out of the field and then attacked and got through the freeze and tapped over the points. They got a goal there at the end, which made it a bit nervous, but I was delighted with the way we pulled back. We got the next couple of scores again and pushed ahead, and it's a proud day for Glenfinn. It's great to be back winning games in senior championship, and we're looking forward now to seeing who we get now later on.
Yeah, and remember, intermediate champions last year, so I'm sure getting into a quarter final, that was always going to be bonus territory for you.
Exactly, since they've changed to the group stages in the senior championship, we've struggled mad. I don't think we've only won one game since 2012 in the senior championship since it went in the group stages. So getting that victory today is great for the confidence boost to the younger lads, and as you say, getting to the quarterfinals is a bonus. And sure, look, we've nothing to lose next week. We'll be on massive underdogs no matter who we get, and we'll just go out and try and put on the same sort of performance and improve on that performance today and see where it gets us.
Yeah, because it's a good squad there, a good team, plenty of experience in there, which is important, but plenty of young boys coming through as well, so it's a good balance to it.
There's some serious pace in that team. Aaron McGlynn, Stephen Carr, Carl, you name another half a dozen lads there that have serious pace. And then, as you say, you have Frank McGlynn, Daniel, a couple of the other lads there around the back line, and just steady heads for whenever the likes of when that goal went on. Frank was on a load of ball after that, just keeping the hand passing nice and simple, keeping everything simple, and just getting the ball back up the field, not losing the heads.